إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. In continuation of our book, Nawaqidh al-Islam, the Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, ibn Sulaiman al-Tamimi, rahimahullah. Today we should read the seventh nafid, the seventh matter that qualifies the Islam of the Muslim. But my mind is very new. We should read the seventh chapter today as Fitr. We should explain today what Fitr means. And we should explain the willing session. Any person who does fishing,
each of us in the world, are above fishing in an Islamic community. What should the Muslims do to that person? What should the government do to him? If a person we know as a father, somebody who does fishing, if he looks over, we will allow access to Tawbah. How do we remove suffering from an individual that has been reached? How do we remove suffering from the reached? Somebody is the reached. How do we remove suffering? Do we allow the Shawwah to remove suffering? Remove suffering? Some scholars say yes, we can. Some of them probably would say that Sa'id is in the soul. And so we can remove the suffering. Remove the suffering. But what else? And many other issues that we should discuss today. My mind is full. I'm thinking that we should rather ask for this book and this book and that can show. The
shifted of Sadiq. The seventh thing that nullifies the Islam of an individual. So, a kufr. We hear this word every day. Kufr. He said, Rahimahullah, As-Sadiq. As-Sifr. Wa minhu as-Sifr. Wal-Abd. فَمَنْ فَعَلَهُ أَوْ رَضِيَ بِهِ كَفَرَ السحر السابع السحر ومنه الصرف والعصر فَمَنْ فَعَلَهُ أَوْ رَضِيَ بِهِ كَفَرَ والدليل قوله تعالى وما يعلمان من احد حتى يقولا انما نحن فتنه فلا تكفر شيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب says the seventh thing amongst the things that we mention in this book that destroys the Islam of an individual is as-sihr. He says, As-Sabi' the seventh matter is As-Sihr. Sihr. He said, وَمِنْهُ الصَّرْفُ وَالْعَطْفُ فَمَنْ فَعَلَهُ أَوْ رَضِيَ بِهِ كَفَرَ وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر. He said the seventh matter that nullifies the Islam of somebody who is already a Muslim. An individual is already a Muslim. But there are some things when the person goes out of Islam, the person will become a kafir. Such that if he dies, we would not observe the Salat al-Janazah on him, the funeral prayer. Such that if he dies, we are not going to bury him in the burial ground of the Muslims. Such that if he dies, his children will not inherit him. These are some of the consequences of a person becoming a non-Muslim. Such that if he greets us saying, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, if we are not extremely certain about the words he has employed, we will not respond. And when we respond, we will only say, wa alaykum. Except we are sure that he said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, clearly. But we will not commence the taslim with him. We will not start the taslim with him. We have been praying together, we have been fasting together, we have been standing in the masjid together. But if he does or did any of these things we had counted, he becomes somebody we cannot see and starts to greet by saying, As-salamu alaykum. Because the Muslim does not start to greet a non-Muslim with this kalima, this ibarah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, this taslim. You don't start to greet a non-Muslim by it. So if a person was a Muslim or is a Muslim and does any of these things we are reading, the person becomes a non-Muslim. Except for issues of excuse, of ignorance and things like that. The person becomes a non-Muslim. One of those things is of sihr. Sihr, this word, those who are engaged in translations give it the word suffering. They translate it as suffering. Some others translate it as magic. Some others translate it as fortune telling. But it involves all. The kalima sihr in Arabic involves all of these things. It involves witchcraft. What people would like to call black magic. But to call it black magic is a little bit racist. There are words that are declared either racist
or feminist or archaic, depending on usage, usage classification. If you say sexual is black magic, you are being unfair to the black people, because the whites too have witchcraft. White. There are books written by whites on witchcraft. There are books whites have written on witchcraft, and they practice witchcraft till today. There are among the whites who practice in both the US, the UK, the so-called Western world, civilized. There is witchcraft. So it is not appropriate to refer to special as black magic. If you call it magic, it is magic. It can be of a black man or of a white man. But magic is just a part of special. Special is a word that is more encompassing than that. So likewise, if you call it witchcraft, it's just one of those things in it. So the ulama of Muhammadullah, here we read a lot from the book of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, Al-Qawl al-Muhid, Allah Kitab al-Tawheed, the Shaykh's commentary on the book Kitab al-Tawheed, on the chapter Ma Ja'a fi Sihr, what has been mentioned about sihr. We read a lot from it. He said, Rahimahullah, السحر لغة. What is السحر linguistically? You know, سحر is an Arabic word. In day-to-day Arabic usage, what does it mean? He said, Rahimahullah, ما خفي ولا توفى سببه. ما خفي سببه. يعني, something that whose cause is hidden. Something happens, but you don't know its cause. It has a cause, but the cause is hidden. Last year. So thin, perhaps we can say clandestine, confused, but you are seeing the effect. Something whose effect you can see, you can observe, you can sense it, but you can't touch, you can't feel, you can't perceive the cause. What caused it? What brought about it? It has a cause, but that cause is khafiya wa la tufa. It's khafi, unknown, hidden, concealed. It is clandestine. We are not seeing it, but it has a cause. Linguistically, he said this is the meaning of a sihr. And Imam Muhammad al-Amin al-Shinkiti, in his tafsir of وَلَا أُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى, we'll come back to this verse more in this discussion, where Allah said subhanahu wa ta'ala وَلَا أُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى, the person who is engaged in sihr, لَا يُفْلِحُ, will never succeed, حَيْثُ أَتَى, حَيْثُ, wherever he goes, حَيْثُ, whenever, at any time, in any place, لَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ, a person who is engaged, who does sihr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يُفْلِحُ, he will never succeed. We'll come back to this verse, inshallah. So, sihr, why did Imam explain this verse? He said, even Arabs, when they describe something that is concealed, they will say, huwa akhfa min as-sihr. It is more concealed than sihr. When they say, akhfa, huwa akhfa min as-sihr, they are using it to make us understand that sihr is not concealed. When Arabs describe something that is concealed, that is hidden, but they are seeing the effect, they say, huwa akhfa min as-sihr, it is more hidden, it is more unnoticed than seizure, which means seizure is something in their language that implies something that is concealed. When we come back to the words of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Husayni, rahimahullah, he said, وَمِنْهُ سَمَّ السَّحْرَ وَمِنْهُ سُمِّيَ السَّحْرَ لِآخِرِ اللَّيْلِ. From the meaning of sihr being something that is concealed is what we have as as-sahar. As-sahar is the time in the night shortly before dawn. But the time shortly before Tulu al-Fajr, that is the time of as-sahar. وَإِنْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Quote, Allah says, at as-sahar, at the times of sahar, يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. When everybody is sleeping, these people wake up in the night saying, Allah, Allahumma akfir, oh Allah, forgive me. In the third part of the night. Why? Because the activities of those periods are confused. Many of the people are not aware of what they are doing. So that is referred to as as-sahar also. He said, لِأَنَّ الْأَفْعَالَ الَّتِي تَقْرَأَ فِيهِ تَكُونُ خَفِيَّةً. So because the actions of that period are hidden. So it is referred to as what? As-sahar. Which is from the word to sahar. He said, وَكَذَلِكَ سُنِّيَ السَّحُورِ. As-sahur, the predominant we take during Ramadan, it is referred to as what? As-sahur. And he said, rahimahullah, lima yu'kal fi akhir al-layl. Because it is eating. It is something that happens in the night. People are not seeing us. We are the ones, we alone fasting, are the ones knowing that we are taking something. We are taking the meal at a time that is concealed. We are not in the open like breakfast and all that. It's something that is concealed. لِأَنَّهُ يَكُونُ خَفِيًّا. Because the sahur is concealed, is hidden too. Says, فَقُلُّ شَيْءٍ خَفِيًّا سَبَبُهُ سُمِّيَ سَحْرًا. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ خَفِيًّا سَبَبُهُ سُمِّيَ سَحْرًا. Everything whose sabab, whose cross is hidden, is called what? Sahar. There are other examples we are making. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, this hadith is reported by Abdullah ibn Umar. And Imam al-Bukhari mentioned it in the Sahih. The Prophet said alayhi salam, so, inna min al-bayani la fushara. Inna min al-bayani la fushara. The Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam that certainly min al-bayan. The ulama say this meaning here, this particular meaning, it means part of bayan, part of anything, part of it. Or it could mean the bayan is part of anything. Eloquence is special. And they are both correct. Eloquence. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna min al-bayani la sihra. Certainly from eloquence, when somebody is speaking eloquently, whether Arabic, whether English, whether Yoruba, any language, once the person is speaking and the speech is eloquent, he says, certainly this man is Islamic talking, la sihra. And it is mansub because it is ismu inna. He says, inna min al-bayani la sihra. So certainly eloquence has what? Sihr. Or they are sihr in eloquence. How? Why? Because the person who is eloquent, who is speaking eloquently, is giving nice expressions in his speech. If he wants to convert, he wants to make evil look good. In eloquence, the person who is listening will not know. He would have accepted evil as good. Or vice versa. Eloquence brings about somebody speaking about an evil, and the listener who hates the evil initially will be cajoled by that eloquence to think that the truth is what? Falsehood. Or to think that falsehood is what? Truth. why have they named, or why has the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam referred to eloquence as from the aspect of session? He has referred to it because you will see the effect in the body of the listener. But why is he changing his mind? Why is somebody who knows good now accepting that good thing as something that is evil? It was eloquence. There was effect, there was a means. But the person on whose body the effect was felt, he didn't know how he became changed. He can't explain. He will just see that he's already accepting evil as good, and then good as evil. One of the scholars explained this hadith and then hadith and then asked, does it then now mean that any time a person is eloquent, that means it's a sahir? If someone is speaking, each time he speaks, there is nothing that he says. There are people who brag about it. They say there is nobody they speak to except that they convince the person. And there were Arabs like that. Arabs were really like that. They were people who spoke with high level eloquence. So now, does it mean each time a person speaks with eloquence, even when he is establishing the truth, when it is social? Ulama say no. The only connection eloquence has with sihr is that it has the power to bring about a change, while the person you are changing does not know that he's already changed. That is the connection between eloquence and sihr. Otherwise, al-bayan is from what Allah is proud about. When he spoke about man, he says, Allahu al-bayan. Allah taught man bayan, eloquence. It is part of the difference between human beings and other lower animals. So eloquence, al-bayan, is good as long as it is used for good. And eloquence is evil and actually sihr as long as it is used for evil. So eloquence, it's not in itself blameworthy. We are going to consider its meaning according to the goal, what comes about after the eloquence is employed. So, but the connection with sihr, as far as eloquence is concerned, is that a person in listening to an eloquent speech, he changes his views, he changes his position, not knowing that he has changed. All making us understand that a sihr lexically means what? Something that is concealed. But it has an effect. From that also, Arabs say that when a woman dresses up for her husband, she behaves nice, she wears good clothes, she pays attention to him so that he can love her. They call that is also sihr. As-sihru al-ja'iz, that is sihr that is allowed. Why? Because when a woman does well, you know, pays attention to her look, so that her husband will like her the more. She is doing something, and the effect is concealed. The husband just begins to see that he is becoming more inclined to her. So we are going to see the effect. So whatever, that's why he said, Rahimahullah, that for kullu shay'in khafiya sababuhu yusamma sihran. Everything whose sabab is not really known. You can see the man being changed. That thing is referred to linguistically as what? Sihr. He said, wa amma fi shari'ah. But in the sharia, and he went on to divide sihr into two. Rahimahullah. He said, wa amma fi shari'ah. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْقَسِمُ إِلَىٰ قِسْمَيْنِ. From the goggles of the sharia, sihr has two forms. Some of the scholars, like Al-Imam Shinkiti Rahimahullah, believe that, technically speaking in the sharia, it is difficult to find a definition for sihr. Because it is widespread, and it comes from many things. So when you define it, you soon find that the definition is not rolling water in some circumstances. Sihr in the sharia, which the sihr that is quoted in the sharia, the ulama say it is something that is difficult to define. But We will only try to define it by through its means, how it happens. If we try to give it a definition by how it happens, it will help us in understanding the various other matters we are going to discuss under this subject, inshallah. So the Shaykh said, rahimahullah, says, وَأَمَّا فِي الشَّرْقِ, but in the Sharia, in the technical sense, فَإِنَّهُ يَنْقَسِمُ قِسْمَيْنِ إِلَىٰ قِسْمَيْنِ. Sihr has two forms, two categories. It says, الأول, the first form, the first category of sihr. It says, عُقَدٌ وَرُقَى, عُقَدٌ, not, عُقَد. Somebody picks something and ties a knot. وَرُقَى, and then incantations. He ties a knot, and then begins to say incantations to the knot. Somebody ties a knot, and he begins to say incantations to that knot, so that a certain effect is felt by a person who is the bewitched. He said, rahimahullah, ay, qira'at, some words, recitals, readings, wa talaqim, and things like talismans, maybe a ring, maybe a chain, maybe a bangle, maybe a layaf to his waist, something like this, that yatawassalu biha as-sahiru ila istikdam ash-shayatin. As-sahir, the person who is doing the sihr, will use it to achieve seeking the help of shayatin. Somebody wants to seek the help of devils. So he ties a knot and says some words so that the devils will attend to him. He wants to give them a job now. Fima yurid, regarding what he wants. There are incantations. When the person begins to incant, give incantations, invocations, and he are tied a knot, or he's reciting it to a particular talisman or something. And when he is doing this, he wants to use it, يَتَوَصَّلُ بِهَا الصَّاحِرِ لَتِقْدَامِ الشَّيَاطِينِ. He wants to use it to send the shaitan a message. He wants to use it to appease the devil, so that he can use that devil for what he wants. When we were younger than this, in the local Arabic schools, there are laws. I still remember many now. If you recite them, Jews will come to you. You will recite those words, particular times, in particular places, Jews will come. There are amongst us those who have witnessed things like this. Someone once told me here that there were incantations like that, and the Jinn appeared and said, what do you want me to do? The Jinn, the devil, will appear and say, tell me, what do you want? Sometimes when they don't appear, you may not see them. Those who make sihr may not see them. But they just make them say, okay, I want you to do so, so and so, and they do it. Those people, or majority of those you call our past, they do these things a lot. It is part of their job. But we'll see what is the ruling of Sharia on it. So they say, they are qira'at wa talasim. يَتَوَصَّلُ بِهَا السَّاحِرُ إِلَىٰ تِخْدَامِ الشَّيَاطِينِ فِي مَا يُرِيدُ بِهِ ضَرَرَ الْمَسْحُورِ. He will use it to make istikdam of the shayateen, to use the shayateen, the devils, for what? فِي مَا يُرِيدُ بِهِ ضَرَرَ الْمَسْحُورِ. Regarding what he has, he wants to cause that person his bewitching. The witch, let's come back. We can use sihr now. Sahir now, we can use it as witch, because now this word, what we are explaining now, fits the word bewitching. The person, the witch, who is bewitching? Witch, a witch, who is bewitching somebody? He makes some knots and some things and incantations. When he makes them, he is able to use a devil or a jinn to cause harm to that person he wants to be rich. Why when you want to, the sister has problems of rich, of, we call it jinn, of jinn. We say she has a jinn problem. If she's been bewitched, that's the woman. And during Rukia, that the Bible said to her, the jinn was speaking from her. And the jinn was saying that she is being punished because she was helping one of their grandfathers who was bewitched. So when she went and she was helping that person, unfortunately she doesn't result as God. The jinn said so. I heard it. It could be a lie. This is part of what you must also know. The Jews lie a lot. So don't ever depend on what they say. They lie a lot. So the Jews said, if it was a lie, the Jews said that sister is being bewitched because she doesn't stay as God. And that most unfortunately, when she comes into the bathrooms, she comes in with her right leg. When she's supposed to come with her left and stay as God. They said, why would we not bewitch that kind of a person? But the point of reference here is, you see that some people had bewitched her grandfather, according to that narration. Some people had bewitched the grandfather, and she was going to help him. So they sent the same devils to deal with her too. What we are saying is, bewitching is that a witch does incantations to call the attention of devils so that he can make the use of that devil and give an onslaught against the person is bewitching. Do we understand? He said, Rahimahullah, lakin, قال الله تعالى وما هم بضارين به من احد الا باذن الله. Yes, those who bewitch, they do that really. But Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِينَ. They cannot cause the harm at all. مِنْ أَحَدٍ, to anybody, إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, except as Allah wills. So the point the Shaykh is making here, rahimahullah, that the first group, the first kind of fishes, is what we refer to as what? أُقَدٍ وَعَرُقًا. Not and what? Incantation. And this is what Allah told us also in the Quran. Allah says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Say, O Muhammad. We are coming back to that verse. أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. I seek refuge with Allah. رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. The Lord of whatever opens and brings something new. And falak means when something opens and something new comes out of it. The way darkness goes away and day comes. The way the day goes away and night comes. The way the seed opens and new sprout comes out of the seed. This is falak al-hab. Ko wa nawa. So falak is al-mafluk. Something that is opening so that new thing will come out. In each of these, Allah is the Lord that controls all of these. So this Allah that controls any new thing, the same thing you can say of a woman giving birth to a baby. Her body opens and then something comes out. Except the fact that in her own case, she remains. But in terms of Al-Falaq, the old one goes away while the new one takes over. So we say, A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq. I seek refuge in the Lord of Al-Falaq. Usually ulama translates to morning. Min sharri ma khalaq. I seek refuge with the Lord of the morning, the Lord of the dawn, from every evil that Allah has created. Wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab. I also seek refuge with Allah min sharri, from the evil of what? Ghasiqin. إِذَا وَقَبْ الْغَاطِقِ. Ulama al-Fatih of the night. If I walk up, when it falls, when the night is falling, I seek refuge with the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of the night when it falls. He says, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ. This is our point of reference. I also seek refuge with Allah from the evil of النَّفَّاثَاتِ. النَّفَّاثَاتِ. Somebody who is blowing, say, لَعُقَدْ. The knot. The blowing are the incantations. When they make the incantations, they blow. When they make incantations, they do what? They blow. Nafasat, whether they are women, because Zahir love of Nafasat refers to women. Some people say it is referring to them because they do it more. And that's why some English people consider the word witch as feminine. There is a feminine now, witch. They rather refer to men as, I think, wizard. So Allah says, Nafasat, women who blow, do not, till Uqad, A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, means, I seek refuge in the Lord of the dawn from them. Nafasat, till Uqad, when they make the knot, they begin to blow. They make the knot, and they blow. They make the knot, Nafasat, they make incantations, and they blow. Although Nafasat, ulama said, could also refer to as Jama'atul Rijal, groups of men. But basically that word is feminine. And ulama also said that it could also refer to as and refer to An-Nufus Shari'a, evil souls, the devils. So perhaps that was why that word came in the feminine from Nafasat. So that is referring to Sishr. In that verse of the Quran, Allah is referring to fashion. An-nafasu fi la'uqad. An-nafasu fi la'uqad. And Allah connects it to hasad. If we are making a tafsir of Surah Al-Falaq, the ulama asked, what is the connection between nafasati fi la'uqad and wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad? They said the reason why Allah connected between sihr and hasad is that hasad also, hasad, envy. When somebody is envying somebody person, the meaning of hasad is that an individual hates a particular group Allah has done to an individual. One person hates it. His child has graduated from the university. The other one hates it. The man has a car. The other man hates it. The other man has a nice clothes. The other man hates it. The other man is wearing a nice cap. The other man hates it. This is hasad. Ulama say whether he wants that thing to go up him or not, as long as you hate one good thing Allah has done for a Muslim, you are making hasad. Now Allah says, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. I seek refuge in you when the person who is making envy manifests his envy. They say, okay, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. As long as the man is making nafasat, he seeks refuge. Why is it that the hasad, we are not seeking refuge until he's a hasada, when he wants to make his hasad? They say it is because if the person is envying you, you not have the effect until he moves to actualize the envy. Envy makes people kill people. Do you know that? Envy makes people kill people. This hadith in Al-Adab al-Mufrad of Al-Imam al-Bukhari, the hadith is mawquf an Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. A man proposed to marry a woman. The woman said, no, I will not accept. Another man proposed to marry the same woman, and the woman accepted. That first person said, forgive to alayha faqataltuhu. I became jealous over her, so I killed the first man. He said, to forgive to alayha. He's jealous. Faqataltuhu. So he killed the first man. So he was asking Abdullah ibn Abbas, Halliya min tawbatin? Will I ever be forgiven? radiallahu anhuma. The point of reference is that jealousy, envy, can make one individual to kill the person. So the time that we'll be asking Allah, we'll be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of refuge, min sharri hasidin, is either hasada, when he is actually now bringing into practice his hasad. But the connection between sihr and hasad is that the person making hasad may also just sit somewhere and do some things, and the person in the mahsud will be feeling the effects of the hasad. And that's why from the things the ulama has grouped under these things, linguistically, generally speaking, is also al-ayn. The individual is looking at the other person, and the other person is falling on the ground. It happened during the time of the Prophet Muhammad. The hadith is reported by Imam Abu Dawud in his Sunan. An individual was having his bath, and the other person looked at him and said, Subhanallah, in terms of his body, he was seeing the upper part of his body while the other one was having his bath. The one who was having his bath fell down in the bath. They ran to the Prophet Muhammad. And he was the one who said, you are the one who caused him to fall on the ground because of your eyes. And the ulama, when they explained, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ فَقُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, about the man who had a nice garden, Allah told us about in Surah Al-Kahf, that why was it that إِذْ دَخَلْتَ فَقُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, when you entered and saw your nice garden, why did you not say, ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله? The fact was because it was also possible that his own eyes destroyed his garden. Meaning, even you, your eyes can destroy the good thing you have. So when you see a good thing you have, or someone else has, you should say what? ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. Otherwise, your eyes can destroy it. Your eyes can destroy your phone. Your eyes can destroy your clothes. Your eyes can destroy your car, can destroy your house. So you will now see that you will be seeing the effect of the eye, but the sabab you don't know. Khafi. So that's why things like that are also considered under the aspects of physics, generally speaking. So the first kind of fishing, the fourth explanation of fishing, as far as the Sharia is concerned, are things people do. They tie knots and they make incantations on that knot so that they can seek the attention of a devil that they can send to cause harm to the bewitched, to the person they are bewitching. I hope this point is very clear. And an example, an evidence for that is that what Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Falaq. وَمِنْ شَرِّ نَفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ فَالنَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ هُوَ عَيْنُ السِّحْرِ. نَفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ, blowing into knots and making incantations, is the main thing that is referred to as what? As sihr. The second group about sihr. They say, أَدْوِيَةٌ, some substance, wa'aqatin, and things like medicines and substances. They say to asiru ala badanil mashur, when those things are brought together, they cause effects on the body of the bewitched. The second way, the first one is what? Aruqya wa mada aruqa wal uqat, not and incantations. These ones, al-adwiya wal-aqaqir. A man cut a leaf here, cut a branch there, get water, get something, get that, he ties it or not, or that he burns it, he flames it, he does something with it. Lacking all these things, to asiru ala badanil mashur, the bewitched person feels the effect. To asiru ala badanil mashur wa aklihi, likewise, he feels it, as he feels it on his body, fulfills it in his intellect. Wa iradatihi, and his will. Wa mailihi, and his inclination. So somebody is burning something or mixing something together. Another person is feeling the effect. He's feeling the effect in his brain. He's feeling the effect on his body. He's feeling the effect in even the way he is thinking. He's feeling the effect in what he wants. فَتَجِدُهُ The Shaykh says, you now find that that person that is bewitched, يَنْصَرِفُ وَيَمِينُ يَنْصَرِفُ He will be avoiding some things. وَيَمِينُ And he will be getting inclined to certain things. He will be hating some things, and he will be wanting some things. وَهُوَ مَا يُسَمَّى عِنْدَهُمْ بِالصَّرْفِ وَالْعَطْفِ This is what they refer to as what? الصَّرْفُ وَالْعَطْفِ That is, الصَّرْفُ is avoidance. وَالْعَطْفِ is what? Attraction. فَيَجْعَلُونَ الْإِنسَانِ When they do that, they make that person to become يَنْعَطِفُ عَلَى زَوْجَتِهِ He becomes inclined to his wife. He will be getting feeling attachment to his wife. Some men get married to women. It is very common in the north. Some men get married to women. They call it kayang mata. And those who do it most are Fulani. They go into houses of women in their homes. These Fulanis are not necessarily Muslims. Most of them are those they call Dorori. They are mushrikun. They live inside the bushes and hinterlands. So they get those things from shayateen because the sihr, these things, if you ask me, those people who do it, how do they know it? Allah told us in the Quran that it is shayateen that teach people. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُو الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ سِحْرًا That is the point of reference. Sihr is taught to man by shayateen. They will teach them, you see so-so leaf, you see so-so leaf, you see so-so thing, put it together. So-so thing will happen to so-so person or to any person you want. In amongst those of us in the southwest here, it is common they say somebody is a hunter. He was hunting in the bush in the midnight. They say he met Ebora. Usually those things are genes. And in some cases, they have dealings together. They have meetings. They have agreements. I will be doing so-so things for you, but you too will be doing so-so things to me. And they will be teaching them each time they need attention, they want to get something done, they will call that thing, it will come. So the question is, if you ask, those people mixing something together, or those people making incantations, how do they know what to say, what to do, to bewitch somebody? I say Allah said that, وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا Before that, the verse we read, what did he say? وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ These shayateen, they disbelieve, they are kuffar. They now want people to become kuffar like themselves, so they teach them sihr. So if you ask those people, how do they know what they are doing? To cause that effect, Allah said, الشَّيَاطِينَ هُمُ الَّذِينَ يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ The shayateen, the devils, the jinns, they are those who teach the people to tell them jinns. Even those are fast. They tell jinns to teach them. Jinns teach them what they say. Jinns teach them what they refer to as mankali. It is the jinns that teach them. They invite the jinns. The jinn will tell them, do so-so thing. So-so thing will happen. You are the moon and now for special. So if you wonder how do those things happen, it is shayateen that teach people. May Allah protect us. So it is the shayateen that bring about those things. So when you see this borori, people, they go into homes, they give a woman something. Sometimes it is in the fourth group, it may be a knot with incantation. And they teach her what to say. I tell you, I have seen them. They will teach the woman what to say. Sometimes, if it is medicine, they will tell her to put some things together. Sometimes put it in the food of her husband. Sometimes don't put it in the food, just mix it together, put it somewhere. Even here it's common. Sometimes they say throw it in the well. Sometimes they say throw it in the river. So in that case, Yamilu, Yanafifu, Allah Zawajatihi, you see the man, he becomes mad about his wife. Awimarat in Okra, or another woman altogether. There was a case of a brother, let me mention it, in Abuja it happened. He's a civil servant, he goes to us, brother. You know what I mean? Brother. A woman wanted her in the office. You know civil servants? Yes. Many times you see people, shameless women in civil service. I tell you, they have husbands, but they are Allah wa'ala with what they are looking for with husbands of other women. So the woman, according to the report, a brother who is a friend of him, told us that this woman was always coming to make advances to the brother. The brother was refused. Like that. One day the brother came to the office on a Tuesday or Wednesday. The brother came to the office. All the brother would remember that he did was Mr. Soso enter my office. What happened afterwards, he cannot remember. And they did not find him until after 4 days. They did not find the brother until after 4 days. So when he asked what happened, he said, the last thing I can remember is that Mr. Soso Soso came to my office. So it is possible that she has fear of mahabba with her, the fear of love and what? Inclinations. This person will be loving, will be inclined towards her, not knowing that, not being himself. Let's go with what the Sheikh said. So a woman got women, some women who don't fear Allah. We are coming back to the shukum, the ruling of all these things in the Sharia. What we are doing now, we are just explaining how it is. The nature of it is what we are just trying to explain. All these things have rulings in the Sharia. So the Sheikh said, Rahimahullah, فَتَجِدُهُ He says, فَيَجْعَلُونَ الْإِنسَانَ يَنْعَطِفُ عَلَىٰ زَوْجَتِهِ So you see a man, يَنْعَطِفُ He starts following his wife about. He's so inclined to her. أَوِمْرَاتٍ أُخْرَىٰ Or any other woman, حَتَّى يَكُونَ كَالْبَهِيمَ Until this man will become like what? A beast. You know when a goat runs after a sheep? When a goat runs after another goat, says, Hatta yakuna kamala al bahima. He will not know himself again. Nas'alullah salamat wa salam. He said, Takuduhu kamata shah. This woman will be controlling the husband as she likes. He said, Wasaf. This is what we call what? Al-Aqf. What he just explained is what? Al-Aqf. Attraction. Inclination. So when they mix things together, the man starts running after the woman. Sometimes it is vice versa. Men do it to their wives too, shameless men. Yes, because the act is shameless. So men do it to their wives too. So the woman starts running about. Maybe it's in a contest with another man to have her. There are cases like this. Let me tell you also, it's common in the north. A young boy wants to marry a girl. About 4 or 5 boys are proposing the girl at the same time. We don't have that. It's very common. So she makes tidy. That's what they call tidy. Every night, a man wants to marry a woman, he'll go to her house, sit down with her, we'll be talking. Till 12 midnight, she'll enter, the man will go. Before the man starts that, he'll go and tell the father of the girl, I want to be talking to your daughter. And he'll say, yes, I allow you. It's very common, but it's another Islamic practice. Many of the scholars in the north speak against it. I spoke to some of them, they spoke against it, that it's wrong. It's a mixture of culture and religion. So when a man finally marries that kind of a girl, there are other men there. She likes them too. But for one reason or the other, the girl fell on the hand of one man. So that man that married her will like to do something to tie her down. So they make sin against the woman. Allah, there are very, very, very dangerous cases. So that one is called sihrul abs or al abs, the fear of what? Inclination, attraction. Many young boys that are shameless and incapable of wooing a woman and actually marrying a woman, they do that too. And many of those people you call apart here, they do it too. When a woman goes to them and say, hey, my husband is not doing so and so, they do sihr of abs to her. She came with the problem of her husband, she will finally become a wife of the man. In cases where she doesn't even become a wife, the man, shameless and far too, will be making zina with her. They do it a lot. The so-called affair. May Allah protect us. So that is what al-afsu. Al-afsu is what? Sale that is connected to what? Attraction. It says, what sarfu bil ask, the fear of rejection, avoidance, is the opposite of that. Min zalik, is the opposite of what we have explained. فَيُؤَثِرُ فِي بَدَنِ الْمَسْفُورِ. These things have effect in the body of that person that has been bewitched. بِإِضْعَافِهِ شَيْئًا فَشَيْئًا حَتَّى يَهَلِكَ. When the man is bewitched like that, or a woman is bewitched like that, he or she begins to become weak gradually. يُضْعِفُهُ شَيْئًا فَشَيْئًا. He become weak gradually. حَتَّى يَحْلِكَ. He may become gradually weak until he dies. And that's why most women who have sihr on them, sometimes they behave as if they are not sensible. And most men who have sihr on them behave like that too. Their fellow men will be asking them, are you mad? Sometimes they behave like they are not sensible because they are controlled. They are under control, so to speak. May Allah protect us. It says, وَفِيْتَ صَوُّرِهِ. It also has effect. Yani, you are still فِيْتَ صَوُّرِهِ. The way the man considers something, the sihr will have effect on him. بِأَنْ يَتَخَيَّلَ الْأَشْيَاءَ. By the fact that he will be thinking about things, Allah khilatu ma hiya alayh. Different from the way those things are, really. Something is straight. He will say, are you, brother, this wall, I think, is bending like this. It's not mirror. The fear that was done to him is probably the fear of acts, or the fear of what? Sarf. The fear of sarf is the fear of hatred. People do it to a man and a woman. I know a woman. This woman has been married to her husband for 9 years. She said, when she was explaining to the scholars, and to me, I was privileged to hear about it from her. She said the husband has not had relations with her for up to 9 times in 9 years. And they have 3 children. She said those 3 children were mistakes. That because the husband never thought that he could get her pregnant in those 3 situations. He never comes to her. So one of the more elderly scholars said, it is probable that she's suffering from sihr al-asrar. The sihr that has to do with avoidance. A man is married to a woman, but he hates her. When she talks, shuts her down. When she brings food, he will not eat. When she cooks food, he will not eat. When she sleeps on that bed, he hates the bed. When he says, my husband, he says, if the day you ever say that again, you see what I'll do to you. Some of these men are already suffering from what? Sihr. That is called what? Asrar. The sihr of hatred. They make a man to hate his wife. Just like they make a man to become the houseboy to his wife. May Allah protect us. And this is part of what Allah said in the Quran. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. They learn these things. If you ask a day, where did they learn it? The lamp is from Shayateen. Ma yufarrikuna bihi, what with which they cause disaffection. Bayn al-mar'i, between an individual and his spouse. Between the man and his wife. Between the wife and the husband. They've been living together happily for 10, 15, 20 years. Suddenly things will just change. May Allah protect us. The man begins to hate the woman. The woman begins to hate the man. Don't forget the petition. They will not be able to explain the reason. لماذا لأنه خفي. Because it is what? Hidden. It is concealed. Somebody is there doing the work somewhere. May Allah protect us. So it affects the way the man reasons, what he actually and his in his intellect. فَرُبَّمَا يَقْتِلُ إِلَى الْجُنُونِ. So to tell me, it's a rubbama in some cases, يَقْتِلُ إِلَى الْجُنُونِ. It will lead that man to being a madman. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah protect us. So a man has fallen under sihr in these two conditions. In the first condition, they blow not. And they make conjurations. You'll be conjuring. So certain. If you ask what they conjure, how do they know it? The lance is from Shayateen. May Allah protect us. So these two broad groupings of sihr will help us, inshallah, as we go on in the discussion. The second point we'd like to look at, inshallah, is what is the ruling of sihr? The ulama say the first group of sihr, the sihr of al-ruqa wal-uqad. We know what that means now. That is group one. They say it's a shirk. He said, rahimahullah, he says, فَالسِّحْرُ كِتْمَانٌ يعني من حيث حكمها. من حيث حكمها. From the aspect of its ruling. فَالسِّحْرُ كِتْمَانٌ. Sihr has two groups. الأول شرك, the one that is shirk. Anybody who does it will go out of Islam. May Allah protect us. He says, وَهُوَ الْأَوَّلُ الَّذِي يَكُونُ بِوَاسِطَةِ الشَّيَاطِينِ. وهو الأول الذي يكون بواسطة الشرائع. It is the first group, that which is brought about through using devils. So in Yoruba, amongst them, they have names, they call them. They say somebody has something that talks, and he will send that thing to do something. And if you do it, that is what shirk. It is sihr he is doing. He is sending the devil or the jinn could go and do something against somebody. There is something they call sihr. I think that is correct. They send it to do that. Some people say they will send a shoe. It is the same thing. They are sending jinns. It doesn't mean the shoe they are sending is Iblis himself. It is just one devil that is ready to help that man do what he wants to do. But those devils don't do those things FOC. No, they don't. The ulama said, the Sheikh said, rahimahullah, ya'buduhum, he must worship them. In one of the books about these matters, the ulama said, one of the things those Jews will ask them to do is to mention the name of Allah in evil. So part of the incantations they will give them includes the words of a Sheikh. Okay, I'll give you an example. The one they recite, they call it Khutbati Yasin. Do you know it contains the names of jinns? And they recall that jinns. They say, Ya Kauka Ya Ilu, Ya Rauka Ya Ilu. Rauka Ya Ilu is the name of a jinn. They say, Ya Harfu Nida, Rauka Ya Ilu, Oh Rauka Ya Ilu, assist me, help me. Somebody, a Muslim, we say Rauka Ya'il, Rauka Ya'il, that's what they say. Between that and Allah, which one is easy? Shirk is takalluf. Shirk, joining partners with Allah is what? Body. Instead of saying, Ya Rauka Ya'il, Ya Kaka Ka'ilu, Why not say Allah? Or just say Allahumma? Which one is easier? Allahumma is easier. The Rasham Salallahu will cannot be added down to the end. All these names, that letter has about 19 words. Allah only has alifun, lamun, lamun, haun, alifun, lamun, lamun, haun, four letters. Before you finish the name of the jinn, the person has taught Allah. So when they call the jinns, the abudunahum, they worship those jinns. Sometimes they tell them to stand on top of the Quran, to urinate on the Quran, to defecate on the Quran, to put the Quran under the bathroom, the big ground there, and put the Quran there, or in the toilet. Yes, or in the festive. They tell them to write some things. Let me say this here. Somebody says, a scholar said that perhaps that is what we are suffering in Maiduguri. Because the people of Maiduguri are well known for something like this. You don't know? For fear of Quran. Is Maiduguri Niharatul Matar, as Arabs say, the end of discussion. For fear about Quran, it's Maiduguri. There is nothing they cannot use the Quran to do. Ulama says the punishment of Allah came. Allah forgive us and protect us. So when people sin against Allah, he can bring his punishment. What is happening there? Both innocent and non-innocent, everybody is harmed. Because he set up with Ibnatan. La tusibanna alladhina zalamu minkum khassa. Fear is punishment. When the punishment, fear is fitna. When it comes, it is not only those who offended that Allah will punish you. Everybody. That community is known for that. There is nothing they can do in Maiduguri with Quran. There is nothing they can do in Maiduguri with Quran. So when they do that, they just do what they want. If it is money, they go and pack the money from somewhere. They bring it to them. They go and bring it. They say, kill somebody, kill so and so for us. We start saying, we start hearing ritual killing. That is what they do. It is the same. When they now appease those jinns, the jinns now do what they want. People do it even to rig elections. Yes, the jinns will go and carry the box. They will change it before you count it. They already have boxes. My dear brother, I'm very serious. Those who do it, do it. It's not only parents and soldiers they use to rig elections, as the way people have been saying. You know, people complain in the newspapers. They say they use soldiers to rig elections, they use police. Allahu Akbar. It is not only that. Many of them, by the time elections are closer, you start hearing about ritual killing. They make strong statements. And they call jinns. The jinns who immobilize themselves, you are not seeing them. And they are much more than us in number. The jinns are much more than our number. Far much more than us. And they live far longer than us in age. A jinn can live for 600 years. 500, 1000. So he knows you, he knows your father, he knows your grandfather, he knows everything about you. Not only that, they are very swift. Jinns, the devils, they are fast. Between you open your eyes and close it, they are going to Lagos and they are back. Faster than whatever you can think of, the speed of light. You go to Lagos, you come back, just close your eyes and open it. They are gone. Isn't that the case of the priest when he told Suleiman alayhi salam? When you open your eyes and close it, the chair of the priest is gone. The priest is not within. So they can do all these things. So when you do election, they go and change the ballot. They are loaded some with whatever party they want to vote in. When they carry the vote, those people carrying the vote, carrying the boxes, they will drop it, say they want to count. The jinns have changed it. So here are these, those of you monitoring elections. I'm not teaching you what to do. But know that it can happen. So they do a lot of things. They do a lot of things, they steal people's children. They say we need a 4 year, a 4 month old child that is like this, to say they send a gene, go and look for it. The gene will start looking everywhere. You are not seeing. And many of us are lazy. When we go out in the morning, we don't make our car for our children. The Prophet Muhammad, he used to himself make a car for his grandchildren, Hassan and Hussein. He would say to them, O'inzikuna bi kalimatillahi attamah min kulli shaytanin wa hammah wa min kulli aynin allamah. But we are busy. We don't have time. We are busy. We'll be doing that later. If we ever think that it is important. So a jinn comes into your house and carries the baby and goes away. You start saying, my teaching, oh my God. The jinn has carried it away. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. So these are from the aspects of shirk. When people make sihr involving that they should make incantations for devils or jinns to come, for them to command them, it's causing issues of ibadah. So the Shaykh said, Ya'buduhum, they worship them, wa yataqarrabu ilayhim, means of nearness to them. Then you tell them, buy a black camel, that's in the eyes, buy a goat that has a horn. So you see them, they start moving from power line to Eder to Ilegu. What are you looking for? They are looking for a goat that is not lost. May Allah protect us. So they go and slaughter them. Sometimes they say, buy a black goat that does not have any white dot on its body. They start traveling all around, looking for a black goat. Sometimes they say, look for something, something. They tell them to do something for them by way of worship. Because once they worship them, that's all. They have become mushrikun. That is what the jinns want. And they are ready to, because of that, do anything for them in return. So we are taqarrabu ilayhi. So they seek those men, those human beings, they seek nearness to those jinns. Liyusallifahum alal mashur. So that they can unleash them against those who are bewitched. When you do this to me, I do that to you. So after he has given him a goat, he has killed a human being, a 4 month old baby, and all these things ritually to you, they now send the jinns. The jinns will now go and do anything they want. They can go to an office, maybe they do a contract with NNPC. The contract is 1 million. They say go and add one more zero. The day they pay the check, it is 10 million they will pay. Or when they have it, they give them the check, they go to the office, they go to the bank, CBN, to clear the bank. The person clearing the check will be seeing 10 million instead of 1 million. Different things, brothers. Sometimes they cause them to harm people. So, so and so have done to you, go and do so and so to so and so person. So a man is just sitting in his house, not well fortified. That is why you must not joke with your adkar. Layla wa nahara. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, if a person recites ayat al-kursi in the night before he sleeps, Allah will bring an angel that will stand near him, protecting him till the next morning. You see that you don't have problem. One ayat al-kursi in the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are coming out of your house, going to office, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever says Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla, wa la quwwata, illa billah. Check even the meanings of these adhkar. La hawla, wa la quwwata, illa billah. The jinns who are outside of your house waiting for you to come out without saying it, they will say, ah, we don't lose this one. We have lost this one today. Online. And when you are coming back to your house, once you open your door, you make dhikr by saying salamu alaikum. They will say, ah, he has sent us away. They will be following you about. They are here. Everywhere you are, they are here. So you can't run away. What you can do is to make istiaza, mold a fence around yourself, around your house, around your children, by running towards Allah. Because the one who can protect you from shaitan is Allah. You can protect yourself against shaitan. It's more powerful than you are. Brothers, we can't protect ourselves against shaitan. What we can do against Shaitan is to do what? To run to Allah for protection. That is the meaning of A'udhu Billah Minash Shaitan. Oh Allah, I run towards you. One of the scholars was explaining why is it like that. He says because Shaitan is da'if. Allah says, Inna kayda shaitani kana da'if. The thoughts of Shaitan are weak. He says, Wa khuliqal insanu da'ifa. Man is also created weak. He says, Fa da'if da'if. Shaitan da'if. Human beings what? Da'if. So the one who will be qawi, هو الذي ألجا إلى الله ألجا إلى الله is the one who run towards Allah. Shaitan will not run towards Allah. So when you run towards Allah, you get strength, you become qawi against who? Da'if. Shaitan da'if. Banu Adam da'if. Du'afa. So when we run to Allah, we become aqwiya, qawi. You become strong because you took refuge in Allah. So da'if cannot fight da'if. Da'if cannot fight da'if. Da'if can seek refuge with qawi. Fayataqawwa bil qawi al matin. But the second da'if at that time we heard that he's looking at you and saying, look at him, he can't fight, he ran towards his brother. You know when we were young, if we fight our mates and we see that the fight is difficult, we see our brother coming, we just run to him. That one can't fight us again. He will say, look at him. You are running to your brother. What about the one who runs to Allah subhanahu? So you can't fight Shaitan. What you can do is to run towards Allah to take refuge against who? Shaitan. Because we are da'if and Shaitan is da'if. May Allah make us strong. So the first ruling of sihr is what? Shirk. Which of them is shirk? The sihr that is connected to what? Al-uqad or ruqa. The second ruling of shirk, of sihr, says udwan or fisk. Transgression and sinfulness, wrongdoing, udwan. The sihr that is shirk and the sihr that is what? Fisk. The sihr, the aspect of sihr that is shirk, and the aspect of sihr that is what? Fisk, sin. And the second aspect is that which is what? The wasifatil adwiyati, that which occurs through the use of medicine. You know, a woman who does a medicine against her husband or against another man, it could even be a young girl who wants to marry a boy. And then she goes and asks, please, let me do something. They do it for her. They make some things for her. And then she begins to oppress the other man. Or he begins to oppress the girl. Men do it to what you want to. They mix up things and they do it to have a girl to marry. The girl becomes entrained to them. Not knowing herself. So you see, they are oppressing the girl. So that's why it is what? Udwan. It is oppression, aggression, and what? Fisk, sin, wrongdoing. So one hukum of sihr is the sihr that takes somebody out of Islam. And the second hukum of sihr is the sihr that makes an individual to become a very, very sinful person. What are the evidence? We quickly do that, and inshallah start our discussions for today. Allah said in the Quran, He says, وَتَبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُ الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَىٰ مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. Nabi Sulaiman, I think this verse itself deserves full attention. And we have less than 3 minutes. Let me reserve it in the next class. Because there are a lot of fires, there are a lot of issues of sense of benefit in that verse. But let's just understand that sihr has two meanings. One meaning that if a person does it, the person goes out of Islam. The second meaning, if a person does it, he does not go out of Islam. But he's a very, very sinful person. The one which makes a person go out of Islam is the one that is connected to what? Not and what? Invocation, incantation. And the one that does not make the person go out of Islam are those ones that are connected to mixing A and B. Mixing a leaf, mixing one your own, mixing things like that. That one makes a Muslim to be a Fasik. But the other one makes a Muslim to be what? A Kafir. Inshallah, we'll continue from this point in our next class. May Allah make it easy for us. The issue of sinning is a very, very wide discourse. When I started, I didn't know where to start from. But I think we make some points of benefit, inshallah. May Allah make it benefit of people and Muslims. If they ask for a black goat, and we know that we want to use it for sheep, can someone lie to them? Don't lie to them. The issue is don't go to them. We'll come back to that. The rulings of going to all these people who we know perform these things. Going to them may amount to kufr in some cases. You know that person. Those who believe them. And in some cases it is fake. In some cases it is sin. Inshallah, we'll mention the ruling of going to those people. May Allah protect us. Don't visit a sahir at all. There are even cases where they will not tell you as an individual to bring something. Because they will still collect that thing from you. Later. Sahiru or as-sahara. When you go to them, they say don't bring anything. And you too, you say that they didn't collect anything. In fact, he did not mix anything. But you know that he's a sahir. Don't go to him. Don't ask him for anything. Don't go to anybody. Turn to Allah. Wake up in the night. Even if it is one rak'ah you are able to make. One rak'ah. In that rak'ah, read Ikhlas, read Salat, read Nas. Say, Allah protect me. Allah will protect you. If it is done, unless you don't do it. Unless you don't pray, don't start running helter skelter. Allah has enabled you, Islam has enabled you. Those people will make you lose this dunya, they will make you lose your hereafter. Because they will turn you to a couple. They will turn you to somebody who, when you pray, Allah will not accept your dua. When you make salah, Allah will not accept your salah. You live miserably. You leave when you go to them. Don't go to them. Turn to your Lord. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدَعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ Your Lord. Look at how he said it. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ Your Lord says, وَدَعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ Call me, I will answer you. He says, مَا يَعْبَى بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْ لَا دُعَاءُكُمْ Your Lord does not count you as anything if you don't supplicate to Him. Look at it. Allah doesn't, you are not in the front of Allah if you are not praying, if you don't make dua. You make the dua. Make it yourself. Shaitan begs Allah and Allah grants him. You are not worse than Shaitan. So why do you think if you make dua, Allah will not accept? You are not worse than Shaitan. Make the dua. Don't be a dua contractor. Don't give and don't take. Don't be a second class with your Lord. When Allah created you, that person was not there. مَا أَشْهَدْتُكُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ They themselves, when they were created, Allah didn't call them to attention. Say, come and be a witness. So why do you think if you don't go to Him, Allah can't answer your dua? May Allah answer our supplication. So don't go to anybody. Whether they say bring the ram or they didn't say bring the ram. Don't say it. Turn to Allah. Allahu alam, this writing is not clear. If we have brothers who have questions, one, two, three, four. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 1, 2, up. Most of those things too are connected to fission. They say the lower back ache, common amongst people, amongst men, it has a lot of medical explanations. Yes, there are aspects of it that medicine, modern medicine has not discovered. I strongly agree with it. There are aspects of the lower back pain, sorry doctors, there are aspects of the lower back pain that modern medicine has not discovered its cause. For example, the consumption of sugar. Modern medicine does not believe that it has effect on issues of back pain and it does have. So, if you ask, what is the proof? I said, because when a man takes sugar, he sees the difference from when he stops taking the sugar. The person who stops taking the sugar and the back pain recedes, when he starts going back to it, it reoccurs. That is evidence. That is not only regarding one person, two people, three people. It is common amongst the people that the more your sugar intake, the more you are susceptible to lower back pain. Sorry, no. So, in Yorubala, they have something they call agumu. They now point their head, I think. They collect things together. And they pour it on the thicker pillow, on the pieces itself, rather than say drink it, or rub it on the back that is pain and aching. They say pour it on the pieces itself. Now, how do we explain that? It has aspects of pleasure. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen explained medicine and cure. He said, medicine and cure that is acceptable in the Sharia are two kinds. That back that is paining you. You can say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Qulhu Allahu Ahad. Let me see another one. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith is authentic and is contained in Sahih Muslim. He said, if you put your hand on your tongue, collect part of your speech, your own, your sputum, touch it on the ground, your sputum, collect it, touch it on the soil, and put it on the place that is paining you, and say, Bismillah, turbatu ardina, wariqatu ahdina, tushfa bihi faqimuna bi'ithni rabbina. He said alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah will cure the pain. The hadith is inside. Collect your feet, touch the ground, the soil, not crater, the soil, sand, and touch it on the place and say this dhikr. What I want to infer is, you still say touch the place, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even when you are using approved ruqya, dua, you are still having to do what? So, if it is dua you want to use to cure your illness, use the dua. That one is accepted, whether you rub the hand there or not. But if it is substance you are using, let it be that that substance has to do with that place. For example, except if there are other connections like aquaponture or acupuncture now. Those people have studied all the various holes and veins of the body. So when they puncture those veins using their needles, there are veins, specific veins, that are connected to particular places in the body. Likewise, when you make hijama, the hijama has to do with the place that is disturbing you. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, it's one of the best ways of seeking cure in the ummah. I have experienced it, wallahi. Hijama is very good. Copy. What I'm saying is, there are two ways of curing and taking medicine. One is he just beg Allah, this thing that is affecting me, take it away. That is one way. The second way is You take a medicine, and that medicine must be connected to what you are taking it for. For example, if it is eye, you use eye drop, Abi. If it is ear, what do you call it? Ear drop. If it is teeth, where do you go to? A dentist. Do you understand? If it is spinal cord, who do you see? Neurosurgeon. If it is eye, they say, go and see ophthalmologist. All those things are connected to the things. But when you now wash your hands for back pain, what is it connected between the hands and the back pain? You see, coffee are bubbles. There is some concealed thing. You will see the effect. Do you understand? But from a concealed source. So here begins to come in. Or they say, just pour it on top of the your filter pillow. Will that thesis return to your stomach? Will it return to your stomach? So let's hold this basic principle about the kind of medicine people will be giving us. If it is physical, it must be connected to the organ. If you ask, if somebody is suffering from headache, why does it take paracetamol? Because it is confirmed that that paracetamol will go into his blood vessel, and it will go to resolve the matter in the brain. It is proven. It is established. In fact, if it is a problem that has to do with broken bones, before they touch you, they say make X-ray, so that they will see the place. So when something is like this, can the problem is clear, there is no problem in this with our Sharia. But that you pour a dusty something on top of your urine, or on top of your fecal pellet, when the matter is reflected to your backbone, then there is some unknown, concealed, by some special related matter of work. So but mostly things like that will go back to the second category of social, which has to do with mixing up physical substances or medicine. I hope it is clear, inshallah. You didn't do what you had. Number two, alaykum salam. Is it allowed for a Muslim woman to have a bicycle? Or a motorcycle? Whether she's riding by herself or somebody is following her behind. And by extension, a car. I believe that it is allowed. A Muslim woman can ride a motorcycle. Who is wearing, call it any name, Himaru, Zimbabwe, anything you like to call it. A Muslim woman can ride a motorcycle or a bicycle because it is connected, and women can be deduced from that with a horse or a camel. The women did that in the time of the Messenger of Allah. They rode on camels alone, and they rode with their families, their husbands. Yes. So by that, I'm saying, if you have an Okada, your wife can ride behind you. So she will be your Rabif. Rabif. But if somebody riding behind you, that is allowed. Nobody has anything to say that's wrong. Ibn Salama radiallahu anha, the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari, she made her tawaf while she was riding on the camel. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, khayru nisa' nisa'u Quraysh, allati rakibna al-ibil. The best of the women are the Quraysh women, those who ride camels. So the Prophet made us understand. So, and a car covers the woman more than a bike. So she's not allowed to drive a car if she has one. It's allowed to Sharia. If we say she's not allowed, you'll be asking questions you can't answer. Even there to make a woman go out without the husband's permission. When she's going with her leg, she's not going out without her husband's permission. And that has nothing to do with the ruling of driving a car itself. If she takes permission, is it over? People say, a tire can burst, then she'll be looking for somebody to change the tire for her. Is it all men who drive cars that have ability to change tires? So why don't you say because of that men too should not drive cars? Allahu alam, and this is the opinion of Sheikh Al-Bani rahmatullah. Number three. Alaykum salam. You say what? The appropriate way of fighting the kid by the moon, and I think we mentioned it in the last class or last two classes. Nigeria especially, then it's about eastwards, the direction of Qibla. The direction of Qibla is almost completely eastwards, but it's almost east. So what you do is in the morning, you watch where your image falls, the opposite is the direction of the Qibla. And if it is during the day, the direction of your shadow, just face your shadow. That was the goal. And if you can't find anywhere, just say, Number four. You say what? You love somebody. Because you really love them. Well, you create what the person has. When you love what you have for yourself too, that is called good stuff. The ulama says, between mu'min wala yahsudu. The mu'min and the good stuff in the iman. To like a good thing another person has is from iman. But to hate that person should have it by you, why is this you? We are here, we have BSc, we have MSc, we have PhD, we have this, we didn't have it, is it you? So that is hatred, and it falls under envy. Vision, B-E-S, to verse, the best form of grief, because this is the flesh of cow. But when you use it in the verse form, we are talking about jealous. Now, alaykum salam. Your questions are,